I am a veteran. I lost both legs in Vietnam.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My victory was getting my benefits and a good education.
DAV helps veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I'm a veteran. I didn't want to admit it, but I had PTSD.
So veterans can reach victories, great and small.
My victory was finding help and learning that I wasn't alone.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Live and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Tuesday to you. What an interesting beginning to the week. I'm glad you're here with me, though. 884-9910 if you'd like to get your thoughts into the show today. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Also, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. You can email me your thoughts. We've got some conversations coming up about Douglas County. You know, their primary is on Thursday. Their precinct meeting. And I cannot even begin to tell you how important these precinct meetings are. It is so important. I'll go over that with you in a little bit. But first off, State of the Union tonight. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. I've heard both things, so I don't know who to believe or what I'm going to hear.
I say he brings it up.
Until he actually says it tonight. Do you think that President Trump will bring up impeachment during the State of the Union? I don't know. If he does, I'm okay with it. Call people out. If he doesn't, I'm okay with it. I mean, he's going to have to work with these people for another, what, 4.5 years? Come on, we know the joke. What's Trump's vision? Why does he see so well? Because he's got 2020. And we know he's got it. The Democrats can cry and scream and kick their feet and stomp around as much as they want and keep bringing up just BS stuff, trying to nail something on him, because they're still took as hurt that they lost. But they can't even get their act together now. I mean, look at what's happening for the Iowa caucus. How much faith does that give you in the 2020 election? I mean, seriously.
A lot.
Oh, it does. Really? A lot?
A lot. It gives me faith that maybe the Republicans can pull off a win.
Well, I've already got faith that they're going to pull off the win. But it makes me nervous that if we are using the same kind of apps anywhere, that, well, the Republicans might not get as many votes as they're entitled to.
You want to hear a real conspiracy? I don't know where my friend got this. Maybe you heard it as well. The Clintons were in charge of the computers. That's what I was sent this morning. Staff members of the Clintons were in charge of the computers, and I didn't know there were computers involved. I thought it was all caucus and apps. But I do think, though, that perhaps the organization that ran the Iowa caucus could help Nevada coming up on the 22nd.
Please explain.
I just think they did such a wonderful job. You know, isn't that crazy? You know, think about this. All of those candidates that spent millions and millions of dollars, and if you watch television, which I recommend you don't, but if you watch television, you could see how tired those people are and were, and that is some hard, hard campaigning in Iowa. You know, you can't just hit Des Moines and then Waterloo and Cedar Rapids. You've got to get out there and go to every rubber chicken banquet, et cetera, et cetera. Now, part of me says couldn't have happened to a nicer group of people.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, they get nothing out of this. All that money spent and everything, absolutely nothing will be done from what has been done in Iowa for the last couple of months or so. That's too bad, isn't it? You feel bad for them?
No, not really, because look at the boost to the economy all those millions of dollars have brought in. But what I don't understand is how, if you are a part of the Democrat Party, how you can look at this and see that Michael Bloomberg will buy his way in, and he will buy his way to the nomination, because there's no way in hell or high water that they're going to give Bernie the nomination.
Yeah, no kidding. And you see what they're doing? They changed the rules again to allow Bloomberg to be in the debate on Friday.
Yeah.
So no conspiracy, nothing at all. Hey, crazy, crazy stuff.
I want to go back to paper ballots.
On tape.
Just, you know. Just my thought. I don't like losing or using these electronics because they're too easily manipulated.
Agreed. Maybe it was the Russians. Hey, I just wanted to jump in on your show, Monica, here for just a second. And, that poll question, we should be taking bets on it tonight and or do a drinking game, as in whether or not Trump will mention impeachment. And each time he does, you take a drink. What do you think? Do you think he's going to mention it or not? He has to. He's Donald Trump.
He's Donald Trump. And I don't think that he's going to flat out talk about it. I think he's going to allude to it because he is Donald Trump. He's going to mention it without actually mentioning it.
Maybe like what he's been doing in the speeches lately, talking about how good the economy is doing all the way around, and then they want to impeach me.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that.
They want to impeach the son of a bitch.
Yeah. Hey, I just got to jump up to Reno and get set up for the broadcast coming up. But I wanted to mention, too, that we're bringing you the State of the Union tonight. If you're driving home anytime between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m., we'll have the State of the Union here on 99.1 and 92.3 FM. And then starting tomorrow at Safari Club International, the 48th Annual Convention, their last year in town here for a couple as they head back to Vegas, we'll be there broadcasting throughout the day. And they have a very special deal for anybody with a valid hunting or fishing license. Now, normally, it's not that much to become a member of SCI, $55, but to get into the convention in years past, it's always been close to a couple of $100 to get into the convention, which is worth it at that price. But if you have a valid hunting or fishing license, this Friday and Saturday, you can get in for just $35.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and you really...
That's a hell of a deal.
Oh, I encourage you. You've got to go because it is like I say, it's like a kid at Disneyland. Even if you don't hunt, even if you don't fish, just to see the people there. And again, for you celeb watchers, I've run into in the halls there or in the aisles, Tom Selleck, Schwarzkopf, Ollie North. I was standing next to a side door one year, and guy walks into with a suit on, and the guy right behind him was George Bush Sr. So lots of people like that, lots of people watching, great people watching at SCI. So great art and everything. So again, $35 this Friday and Saturday. We'll be broadcasting live from the Shield Studios there on the floor tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, and check in with you during your show with your... of course, blessing. And
do we need to bring the ball and chain? to make sure that you actually stay at the broadcast center?
I tell you what, when I'm not on the air, I'm out wandering around and doing what I encourage you to do on Friday and Saturday, because and we've I used to work for SCI. I got a good relationship, lots of great vendors there with Swarovski and the optics companies, the latest firearms. SHOT Show was just a couple of weeks ago, so any new products that were unveiled at SHOT Show, Colt is doing their new snake lines of revolvers, all of the latest firearms, all of the firearms manufacturers are there. And another cool thing that you can do, I'm assuming it may be there this year, but I remember 7 or 8 years ago, you could walk up, put on a pair of white cotton gloves and pick up the same rifle that Teddy Roosevelt used on his 1906 safari in Africa, and Kermit Roosevelt's gun as well. You can do that kind of stuff there. You can look at, look but don't touch, but actually you probably could, you know, shotguns that are worth a couple of $100,000. In fact, a couple of years ago, the three most expensive guns in the world were at SCI. And Phil Schreier, who's a curator at the NRA Museum back in Virginia, he drove out here with them in his vehicle and then was driving from SCI down to SHOT Show when the schedules were reversed. And I was thinking, boy, oh boy, I hope. What kind of car are you driving? And those three shotguns were Purdy shotguns that were released literally on the day before the big stock market crash in 1929. It was three, a 12-gauge, a 20-gauge, and I think a 16-gauge Purdy shotguns. So there are shotguns there for a couple of $100,000 you can look at and touch, but there are also stuff for people like you and me, too, like BB guns and stuff.
The engraving always just gets me, especially on the historical guns. There's just so beautiful and interesting.
Oh, they're works of art, works of art.
They
so anyway,
really are.
Just to reiterate, Iowa caucus, those people should be running Nevada's coming up February 22nd. The caucus thing is, I hope to God that this thing just goes away. I've always thought too much emphasis put on Iowa. Armstrong and Getty kind of explained today why it was created after the skull bashing that took place in Chicago. Nothing like those good old Democrat conventions back in the 60s when basically you could count on somebody's skull being crushed if you didn't agree with what was going on with what the party was doing.
Even before that, they used to go get bums and, ply them with alcohol, get them drunk, and take them around all the different places to vote and change their clothes every once in a while. So this has been going on for a while.
Oh, Harry Reid was doing that 10 years ago in Reno. had the food truck. I'm serious. So nothing new there in Democrat politics. And State of the Union tonight on the radio. And, of course, Safari Club International, a great week in Reno. And, again, take advantage of that on Friday or Saturday. $35 with a valid hunting or fishing license to get in and see that show, and you'll make sure, hopefully you'll join. No secret, we're losing more and more hunters. There are, kids are not growing up getting into hunting. They don't have the parental guidance. Retirees, lack of access to hunting grounds, lots of reasons. But the people that buy hunting and fishing licenses support conservation and provide the funds needed to basically employ Nevada Department of Fish and Game, which some people might say, maybe that's not such a bad... No, I'm just kidding. but that money goes away. There's less to do for conservation of wildlife if fewer and fewer people are hunting. So get your fishing license, get your hunting license, and take an SEI this Friday and Saturday. And Monica, we'll check in with you tomorrow on the air here from the convention floor.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but they just released a statement from the Nevada Democrats that said they will not be using the same app or vendor used in the Iowa caucus and promised what happened in Iowa would not happen here in Nevada.
What?
So sorry about that, Jerry.
Dang.
I know. Darn it. Well, people here in Nevada are just plain smarter. All right, Jerry, have a great time at Safari Club International, and I'm sure a number of other people will take you up on that $35 offer with the hunting or fishing license. So that's a hell of a deal on Friday and Saturday. Thursday and Friday. Jerry's gone. We'll be back. We got to head out too. And Paul Jackson is actually from Carson City. He's going to give us the skinny on what's going on with the Iowa computer snafu. Coming up right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. We've got a special guest, a couple of special guests, after like a little surprise for you coming up after 11 o'clock. But one of my favorite guests who likes to call in at 884-9910 is Paul Jackson. Hi, Paul. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to, Jerry had mentioned that there was some kind of conspiracy theory about the Clintons, you know, doing the computers. I think what that stems from, and this is a fact, that one of Hillary Clinton's staffers designed the app that they used in Iowa. And it's my understanding that the people in Iowa were pressured by Hillary Clinton directly or Hillary Clinton's people into buying that app. I've no idea if she made money on it. Yeah. I've no idea if she made money on it or or what, but obviously the former staffer made money because it's his app. But that's where that conspiracy theory came from.
Well, and there's always back doors and ways for, you know, computer apps and for the designers to manipulate things. And that's what concerns me about just the election, Paul, because if you go through all the financial information and everything like that, the big voting machines are actually the company that puts them out is owned by very high up Democrats.
I'm absolutely sure you're correct. It's somebody said to me, said if Hillary Clinton died, all the corruption in the Democrat Party would go away and they'd be a force to be reckoned with.
You know, with what we've been seeing with other people popping up, I don't know if that's necessarily true anymore. Hey, before I let you head out, First Friday, let people know about it.
Well, First Friday is going to be at Famous Days on Kitski. We start around 5 o'clock. The food comes out about 6:15, and we stay until we're done. And, of course, that's going to be this Friday. No speeches, no rules, no cover charge. The food is on us, and the drinks are on you.
That is just the best deal, to be able to go out and just talk with regular people.
Absolutely.
Don't sit around. Yeah, don't sit around and talk with officials or anything like that. Just talk to your neighbors and your friends and just really hear what's going on and understand how this stuff works. Paul,
Can I make one more plug?
Sure.
Obviously, we've got the Trump office open at 1155 4th Street. It's in the Keystone Plaza. We have got lots of Trump swag for volunteers who want to come down and make some phone calls, knock some doors. We've got a ton of Trump swag that goes to the volunteers. And I am promised, I was told that this was absolute, that by next week we will have Trump yard signs. So you'll be able to get those Trump yard signs at the Republican County office in Carson and at the Trump office here in Reno. We're going to try and get some signs over to the Republican office as well. You can pick up your yard signs in next week or so. Don't worry. We are going to have so many of them. It's ridiculous.
We are just going to plaster this place with Trump signs.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good. All right. Paul Jackson, thank you so much for joining us. And
thank you.
I appreciate all the information. You know, I wouldn't put that past. I wouldn't put that past people. You know, I believe personally that even with the impeachment, it's all a process. You keep doing to see what you can do, what you can get away with, what you can change. Speaking of change, this is also how they work. Buying up nonpartisan political offices. Wouldn't you think district attorney would be a nonpartisan office? You're following the law. Well, I guess everything is interpretation now. When we come back after the Fox break, I am going to introduce you to a district attorney who now wants to start prosecuting people based solely on accusations. Reminds me of Dershowitz's book, Guilty by Accusation. And now they are literally starting it. What does that hold for our justice system? For Lady Liberty? You have to pay attention to this. Here's Fox News on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show.
A patriot of the first order.
On FM Talk 99.1. KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
And boy, they are all different. Let me tell you, it's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. If you'd like to call into the show, 884-9910, just like Nicole did. Hi, Nicole. What do you think about this Iowa mess?
Hi, Monica. I think that Bernie won it, and this is their first attempt at putting the kibosh on him getting anywhere with anything.
Yep. Yep, I totally
agree
with you.
I put money on it. Yeah, and I also think that tonight, Trump is definitely not going to pussyfoot around the impeachment. It's just not his style. I mean, when has he ever not taken anything on? You know, when has he ever kept quiet about anything that's going on that concerns him?
Exactly. He's not that wallflower that, you know, will hold back. But I think he's that classy guy, though, too, that will get it in there without you knowing it and just, you know, give those digs. Nicole, how do you feel, though, about the election when it comes in November? I mean, do you
I'm confident Trump's going to win it.
But how do you feel about the voting system?
As far as these caucuses go, obviously, you know, there's a way, there's something fishy going on there. But I think it'd be too much of a risk for, you know, the Democratic Party to try to do anything for them to try to interfere in any way, being that he's holding the office currently. And it was such a big deal the last time with Russia and this and that and the other, and it all being disproven. I don't think there's going to be an issue. I think it's going to be a landslide.
All right. I like that positivity. I'm going to have to start being such a negative Nelly and, you know, worrying about the electronic version of it. So, all right, Nicole, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for being smart enough to see through all of this. I appreciate it. Log on to our poll question today, 991fmtalk.com, 991fmtalk.com. What do you think? Do you think Trump is going to mention the impeachment during the State of the Union address, which we will be carrying here, by the way, at 6 o'clock? So I don't get it yesterday's poll question, we had people voting for their favorite Super Bowl ads. And the winner by 30% of those voting was the Jeep Groundhog Day. And that was okay. I didn't think that was the best one, but I guess you guys did. I love Jeep, but I like the real funny ones. But I did miss the Clydesdales. I wasn't really on it that much with Budweiser. But every time I turn around, I remember a commercial. It's like, oh, yeah, that was hysterical. Like the Momoa. I completely forgot about the Rocket Mortgage one, peeling off all of his muscles. But thank you for participating in the poll. Love it when you do that. Just gives you a little insight. So there you have it. We will be carrying the State of the Union at 6 o'clock tonight on both 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And vote. Will Trump mention impeachment at the State of the Union tonight? Jerry wanted to have a drinking game. I think if you really wanted to get plastered tonight, you know, kind of hair of the dog after Super Bowl celebrations, is take a drink every time you see Nancy Pelosi behind him glaring, shooting daggers into the back of his head. Or when the camera spans and sees any of the Democrats out there, see Schiff and, you know, the Penguin. Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry Nadler. Somebody was describing Jerry Nadler the other night, and I said, no. Remember Batman when Danny DeVito was the Penguin? That's how I see Jerry Nadler. So when you see those guys in their glare, then you can take a drink, depending on how plastered you want to get. If you also want to get plastered, you can take a drink every time he mentions an accomplishment. Because this is the only president, and I love how Democrats continue to deny it every day, the accomplishments that he's achieved. Coming together with North Korea. They don't see that as an accomplishment. They turn it to that has made the world less safe because now Kim Jong-un feels like he's a player. He's a player. I don't necessarily see it that way, but, you know, I like having a president that while he was campaigning, while he was debating, saying what he was going to change, what he was going to fix, that he's pretty much accomplished them all. And if he hasn't completely eradicated them, he's made headway. China, the opioid issues. Now, he's going to really buckle down on human trafficking. Which, by the way, the next time a Democrat talks to you about the wall that's being built on our southern border, look at them in amazement and say, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were so in for and so supportive of human trafficking, of sex slavery, and all of these women of all ages being tortured and raped, and the children of all ages and genders being sold into slavery. I didn't realize you supported that so much. Because with having that wall there, and it just gets bigger every day, with having that wall there, that brings human trafficking down. And start to listen, would you please? If somebody looks at you, start looking more people in the eye. Because I tell you, if someone is in need, in real need, if they are terrified, they can't say anything. But you can see the pleading in their eyes. I'm not talking ESP or anything like that. I'm talking about the facial expressions that plead for help. If you actually take a minute to engage people nowadays, start looking them in the eye like, well, I go back to my grandma. You look people in the eyes. Because they can't lie when you're looking them directly in the eyes. Because you see the truth. It's when they look away. It's when they look down. It's when they won't look at you in the eyes. You can tell. You have instinct. Let's be kinder and try to help each other. Try to pick up on those signs. My husband and I were talking the other night because I was on social media going through, and I saw this story, and I'm like, what is this? I was going on about Patrick Mahomes. What a great guy. Just, you know, the integrity. Finish the game. Then I went on to this clickbait. Is Patrick Mahomes married? So I start searching. And it's like, I don't know. I'm curious. And then it talks about his girlfriend that he's been with for, I guess they're celebrating, what, their 8th anniversary? Their 6th anniversary? They've dated since high school. And I love her comment on Instagram when she posts pictures is, you know, stop asking when we'll get married. We'll get married when we decide to get married. She's a cutie. Also an athlete. And then I love reading people's comments. People's comments just really give you an insight into how stupid and mean people can be. I'm reading my husband some of these comments. Like, if she cut her hair, if she trimmed her hair, face wouldn't look so long like a horse. And I'm just, what? And then I keep reading more about, you know, oh, she's so short compared to him, and just on and on. The most ridiculous insults. And I just have to wonder to myself, is that what we've really devolved into? That people you don't know, you are willing to comment on their appearance? Do you feel so badly about yourself that you just have to project that out, that you just have to bring the rest of society down with you? Now, Trump, I don't mind. It's his psychological warfare of people he knows, and he's pointing out accurate observations. He is sleepy Joe. He does look tired. And Mini Mike is short. But you know what? If you're short, if you're tall, if you're fat, if you're skinny, embrace who you are. Don't deny who you are. I was watching a great conversation yesterday with the Five team on Fox. Greg Gutfeld and pointing out some pretty accurate things there with Michael Bloomberg wanting a box to stand on. I can't wait to see if this happens or if they just shorten, because you've noticed the podiums have been pretty tall. If they just shorten the podiums. He's a billionaire. And all of a sudden now he has a Napoleon complex, the where he has to be the same height as everybody. Makes you wonder. Makes you wonder about the thought process behind somebody that I need a box to stand on. That's going to be one hell of a soapbox he's on as he's trying to convince people to vote for him. That's why Iowa happened. Because they don't want Bernie Sanders actually winning the delegates, winning the nominations through the delegates. They want Joe Biden to win. Just my opinion. They want Joe Biden to win. So he can't finish. So at the last minute, so she doesn't actually have to run for anything. Hillary Clinton is just put in at the last minute. Just a name on a ballot. So she doesn't actually have to run. She doesn't have to bring forth all those ailments and how she couldn't run last time a good game. That's my thought. We're going to squeeze Bernie out again. We're going to get Joe Biden in there. And then we're just going to hand it to Hillary. I can't even say what I was going to say because, yeah, I might use a bad word about a certain woman. It's just that it's just too easy to see through their end game. It's the Monica Jay Show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll be back with your phone calls, with your emails, and, well, a tribute right after this on the Monica Jay Show. Thanks for being here.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
I tell you, watching all of the Iowa caucus shabackle and everybody in Iowa and saying how they were going to go on, and except for... Except for Biden, he only said moving on to New Hampshire. Everybody else was listing all the other states, and I think that was just an indication of Biden that he couldn't remember where he was going after New Hampshire. But I did appreciate that they all said Nevada. But answer today's poll question, 991fmtalk.com. Do you think Trump's going to mention impeachment during the State of the Union tonight? Which, by the way, we will be carrying right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So doesn't matter where you are, you can listen live or you can stream the show. Sorry, Larry Elder. We got to break into your... It wasn't us. It was the president. So we'll miss the last hour of Larry Elder. But I can't wait to hear what he has to say. I can't wait for him to drive the knife in of how successful his administration has been. You know, people come and go from offices all the time. Who cares if somebody leaves his administration? Who cares if he's impeached? He's still our president. And since I was going on about him, I'm going to save my tribute for the next hour because it means a lot to me. But also in the next hour, Douglas County coming up. Do you know that Thursday is the Douglas County precinct meetings? Held at a very convenient time, 6 to 8. And the reason I tell you this is because we really got messed up. I'm sorry, 7 to 9. We really got messed up with Washoe County. Hardly anybody turned out to the precinct meetings and is so involved. It is so important for you to be involved and decide who is going to represent you in your county's GOP party. Who's going to go on to state? Who's going to be on the central committee? Who's going to be the delegates? I can't stress it enough. Log on to Douglas GOP to figure out where your precinct meeting is going to be. There's 4 locations to make it convenient for everybody. But we've got a special guest in the next hour who's going to be running for office in Douglas County. And I'll let him tell you who. Coming up on 92.3 and 99.1.